Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. My name's Viata, and you're listening to a beautiful song by Miss Patty Williams. And this is one of Mama AZ's favorite songs. We're playing, dedicating this to Mama AZ tonight for all the love that she gives. This song reminds her and all of us that we have help, that we've always had help. We will always have help. And this song is a beautiful reminder of who and where our faith should be. So I'm very grateful tonight to be joining Mama AZ and all you beautiful listeners out there for another chat, another discussion, another episode, another podcast of the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. We are a rainbow of women and men coming together to heal the earth and to remind each other that we have support. So I want to welcome Mama AZ. Are you there?
Sister Viata.
Yes. Did that song bring up some tears or emotion? Do I hear emotion, tears?
Oh, my sister. Sister, I love us so much.
Yes, me
you
too.
You have no idea, sister, what a prominent role you are playing my life in this medicine walk, in this red road path. Sister, all the anomalies that I may have or think I have, all the challenges and everything that I've gone through to get to this point.
Hallelujah.
Sister Viata,
yes.
I give thanks to the Most High that
yes.
you were a representation of a B12 shot. you know, I don't know. I'm serious. Patty, my brother produced that song.
Uh-huh.
And I just, when I'm in my most down time, that song is one of these songs that reminds me, just like what you said. And you know that sister talks to me. She's been talking to me for quite a while. You know she's on the other side.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. And my family, they think I'm crazy. And my brother, he runs. And what a bounty he has. And I've begged him to, let's do something with this. And I give thanks, Sister Viata, that you played that song, because that sister is a powerful testament to all of the women on this planet. How gifted, how powerful, especially the melanated women who do not know who they are. And the little sister yesterday says, Mama Z, we run from the sun where we get our energy and our knowledges, because we do not want to get a tan because we've been so indoctrinated that darkness is not a good thing. Chocolate color is not a good thing. And it's sad, Mama AZ, we are one of the most vitamin D deficient people on the freaking planet. Because
that's true.
We do not want to get sun to darken our skin, and we have all of these anomalies. And I had to drop back and think about that. And you know, Sister Viata, let me tell you something. There are so many powerful women that I've reflected on. Sister Wynetta Lone Wolf Cox, who's Black Indian, she's one. She's on the other side that communicates. And I hear her like I hear Patty, you know. She was a part of the racial fighting, the activists fighting for the division to be no more. And and these powerful, powerful women, they knew who they were. However, if so many of us, Sister Viata, on this planet who are melanated, who do not have a clue, we'd rather spend $100 a minute for fake hair, fake nails, to be other than who we truly are. And it hurts me. It hurts me that we are so divided. So divided, the sisters as women, we are so scattered,
like crabs
in a barrel.
Yeah, but listen, my sister, it's funny you bring that up because I was led to listen to Matt Kahn before the show, and I don't usually do that. But I was checking my emails, and there was a new email or newsletter from Matt Kahn. If any of you don't know Matt Kahn, he's an amazing channeler, spiritual man.
Yes.
I don't know how many words can describe this amazing gift that he has. But one of the things he was talking about was becoming aware of who we already are. We are in that season so that all women, all men, all of us are becoming aware of who we already are. But some of us are going slowly in this process, very slowly in this process. So we can have joy. We can actually have joy that the planets are lining up, the universe is activated, and we are the leaders in this movement. And it is sad sometimes when we think about it, how slowly the melanin people are moving. But it's always been a journey of the spirit. Just recently with the Selma activity, everybody was gathering in Selma. My attention was brought to a woman by the name of Diane Nash. And Diane Nash was married to Reverend Breville for a brief period of time.
Yes.
And that woman has blue eyes, fairly light skin, but she has mixed. She has mixed race. She has one parent, I think, who's white, one black. Her family actually lived in my building in Chicago. But the point of remembering her is that woman, even though her skin was very light and she had blue eyes and she was mixed race, she had a strong, strong spirit to come against the injustice of racism. And some people might even think she was not black at all because she had fairly straight hair, blue eyes. But her parents were one black and white. But her soul, her spirit was strong.
Yes,
she was one of the warriors to come against the racist energy in our land. And she was one of the ones walking across Selma, risking her life to bring justice. She was sitting in at the cafeterias and helping students protest against racism. But she didn't look like most black people. But her soul, her spirit was very strong.
Yes.
So I just want to encourage you, sister, that there is a movement. It's been going on for some time. And people are slowly waking up in some communities. And we're in other communities. We're there. We're awoke, but we're grieved sometimes by the pace at which some people are going.
Yes.
And we would really like this thing to speed up a little bit, but it's all in our Creator's divine timing, as I'm learning very much.
I know, sister. This is one thing that I'm really diligently working hard and is being part of the Ant Clan. Patience when Ant comes, it means patience. Like, hey,
uh-huh.
buddy, you're not being patient enough. And,
right.
and might I add, Sister Viata, this is one major draw, along with a number of other things, that drew me to some of the people in the Baha'i faith.
Uh-huh.
That kind of drew me to become a Baha'i along with other things because of the particular people that befriended me in the Baha'i faith. They were working for racial injustices, and some of those people were a major part of the Nazi Klan shootout that was in Greensboro. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. I didn't until I moved there in 69, and it's in Greensboro, North Carolina. And they were standing right there at the forefront with some of those people fighting against the injustices, and not mm-hmm. all Baha'is now, but these particular ones were very solid, just like you were just mentioning about the sister. They were very clear, hey, this ain't right. We got to do
right.
something about this,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right, yeah.
So I'm kind of, what bothers me, it's I'm detoxing from my family unit. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes we do not realize how attached we are to the toxic mess of
yeah.
the people. And,
yeah.
and it's hard to break away clean sometimes, you know, without
mm-hmm.
going through a bunch of drama. So
mm-hmm.
I'm really
mm-hmm.
working on that, sister. And ones like Patty and Chief Frank Fools Crow and Louis G. Gregory and Sister Juanetta Lone Wolf, they all, and my dad today, you know, I could hear him. Today I had a sacred fire. I was guided to have a sacred fire for a good friend of mine, and prayer is, and for ones who weren't able to get me today, that's where I was, you know, doing
good
that
place.
Ceremony. Yes. And I'm learning to just to be grateful for this station in my life and be grateful for the extended family that I have, the Sister Sophia's. She called me the other day and she said, Mama Z, all that stuff you know and you hurting, you go and get your doggone gong and you gong that anomaly away. You know
mm-hmm.
those things, you know. And I had to thank the sister for getting me back in check. Thank you, everybody who is listening, for being kind enough to love me and know that I'm worthy. I give thanks for all of you. You have no
Hallelujah.
Idea.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we have someone on the line who has a comment. Let me bring in, while you take a deep breath or two, area code 770-775. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Are you there? Are you on mute?
Yeah, I was on mute. Greetings. Can you
greetings,
Brother
Kwame.
How are
yes,
you?
I can hear you.
Well, I'm there. Are you there?
Yes, we're waiting
we
for you.
Okay, and I thank you, Sister Vanetta, and Miss AZ. We're here sitting by the fire. You were just talking about your sacred fire, and
wow.
I'm grateful for you bringing JoJo, you know, giving her the information. She's traveling, and she stopped by, and we're sitting out here by the fire listening to the show. And so
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to chime in and say that, you know, we're honoring you and honoring what we all are doing in this transformation,
like
moving to the higher self. Hold on a minute.
Yes, sir.
How much we love
well,
you. How much we love you guys.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, JoJo.
Robert.
Thank us.
What are you doing?
I didn't know.
Doing? Sniffling. Sniff, sniffling.
Did I press the belly? Did I press the little belly of the bear?
I'm here, JoJo. I'm so happy.
Listen, you have talent. You got life. You got love. You got more family out here than your mother could push them through her womb, honey. You got more family that love you out here. Come on, come on.
Oh, I'm cool. I'm on cloud nine now.
I got your beautiful. Oh, Avita, you have to see what she gave me. She sent me a beautiful text on my beautiful. She did this fire, my holy fire, and how I'm to be. And then she found out I was here. She says, "Oh my God, it worked! It worked! Look where she is now."
Yeah.
Let's get out of that pity party, girl, and you show us your knowledge.
Let me tell you something, Sister Viata. My dad comes to me in a butterfly. And so the same time that my dad came, JoJo rang my phone. And the numbers added up to a 7. Just like today's date is it turns an 11, the gateway. And I'm like, oh, goodness. I said, okay, Dad. I said, what's up? I heard him. And then JoJo said she was in Georgia. And my dad said, send her to Brother Kwame. I swear to God. And I'm like, what? Ask her to go to Brother Kwame. And I'm like, okay, I wonder will she go? And I'll be darned, she's there now.
And by the fire.
That's right. And I heard this Sunday. I heard this big shift from art. And it was, Sister Viata, it was what he wasn't saying. His vibration has shifted so much, being up on that land more. However, I heard some things. And when JoJo came in, it was confirmed. And do you know, she was on her way to Houston. She on 10 out of Tallahassee. And the next thing she knew, the Ascended Masters, the angel, put that car in Georgia. And I let her tell you the rest. You tell the audience, JoJo, what's up.
No, I'm just saying. I'm going
if you can.
All right. What do you want me to say, darling? How much I love you. How much I want to go and eat your cookie.
No. You were on your way to Houston, and what happened?
Yeah. And you know, okay. I took a rest area, and I'm sleeping. I woke up, and I said I got to go to Georgia. You know, because I dreamt this. And something was pulling, go to Georgia. I said, but I got to go to Houston. So you know how you have the rest areas that are on each side of going west and east, you know. So I said, okay, I'm on 10 west, I'm going. I'm going about maybe 15, 20 miles. I went, what am I doing? They said, turn around and go 10 east. I said, but I don't want to turn around. I said, all right, I'll go. I'll go. Well, this is where I'm at. What an obstacle jump, huh? What an obstacle jump.
Yeah.
So here I am up here with Brother Kwame. He told me how to spell that, by the way, Robert. He told me how to spell it. I didn't even know how to spell it. You're kidding.
That's important.
Thank you. But you were right. This is where I was supposed to be. Everything else was an obstacle. Oh, listen, so Jess calls from Texas, Houston, Texas, and she says, are you coming? I said, no, you know, I really can't come. I really can't. I can't take care of many people anymore, Jess. I'm sorry. I said, I'm going to Georgia. What are you doing in Georgia? I said, what I'm not going to be doing in Texas. Got to go, honey. I'll call you later. And I have so bad.
That's too cool.
And look what I have here. Oh, my God. I feel like Adams. What was his name again? That guy was the one with the big bears. Something Grizzly Adams. Quite, and you have to see how he goes and he breaks up the wood. He puts this long, long pieces of wood in between two trunks of a tree, and he snaps it and pushes and pushes.
That's right. That's what you do.
And he pushes, and he's unbelievable. You got to see the fire he has here.
That's how
send
you
us
break
a picture.
That's what you
send
do, JoJo.
Picture.
That's what you do, sweet cakes. That's why you
okay,
are the teacher. Robert, you're the teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't you ever forget that. You don't have any lessons to learn to hear. You are the teacher. What do you think?
Well,
guys?
I don't know everything.
Be a teacher
still.
Or a teacher.
Yeah.
I love
not
know
the
everything.
Picture.
Yes.
And JoJo, you might as well head for Virginia.
I don't know yet. I was supposed to go up there. He said, you're coming up the 21st to the 23rd. But I don't know if I can make it up there or not because of the gas or whatever. But you know what? I made it here on my gas. I did great. I did great traveling. I was like, oh, my God, they got to be here with me because I'm just pushing through with hardly doing anything. So I don't know. I have to go and see what happens here. I try to go and make it in one day, not one day at a time. I hate that. I'm not an alcoholic. I don't want one day at a time. I want 1 minute. I'm 71. I'm living in the minute.
JoJo, you're going to be fine. What I have right here,
I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to have a glow in the morning because this is a treasure. I thank you so much for sending me here to this. This is beautiful. My hands when I pulled up. He thinks I'm nuts. I'm a loony. Yeah, I pulled up and went, yay, clapping my hands. He's going, oh, my God.
Oh, I tell you.
Back
so
over
JoJo.
There, okay? Love you both. I'm
tell
so you. Say hi.
Ask Brother Kwame to show you some pictures, you know, because I came to the sweat lodge. I know he has some pictures of the sweat that he gave me at Camp Arizona. So he has those pictures.
Well, I told her I showed her a spot out here in the forest where you had set up your camp, your tent, your drums, your altar, your little tent, all of that. And I'm going like, she was right out there in the middle of the woods between those trees. And that's where you were.
I pictured her there. Tell her I pictured her there.
Yeah.
Brother Kwame, you have those pictures?
I don't have them here in the cabin. They're in storage.
Okay, but I mean of the ceremony that we did. You got those pictures?
Yeah, with you when you were out here when you had your tent and the drums and
what?
All. What? And the tree. I sent you the pictures when I was at Camp Arizona.
Oh, I got those somewhere, but I hope you got a copy because I don't know what I've done with them. Anyway, they're somewhere. Wow. Okay. Well, we have got to send Sister Viata via some kind of way because she needs to be a part of this. Sister Viata?
Yes, I'm here. I have it in a vision in my mind.
Oh, my goodness, my sister. Well, you get ready because you're getting ready to start the next leg of your mission.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah. And if you go back, I don't know if Brother Kwame took any pictures of the sweat that they gave up on the land at Mothers for the Earth at ARC. Brother Kwame, did you guys have any pictures
Vita and Stephanie and Michelle and myself, we were all I had a pictures with Neerdina and her dogs and we standing sitting on the porch at ARC house and the whole bit.
What?
And of the barn, you know, where the cabin was, where the spirits were.
Yes, and they're still there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Well, please share those with JoJo so she can see.
Those are in my storage up in Athens, so she's down here, and Athens is 2 hours from here.
Okay,
next time.
next time. All right. Do we have any callers or anybody that would like to share? Because this is just awesome. I'm going to start. Go ahead.
Okay, but what I wanted to share is that, you know, what you're dealing with and what when you began the show and releasing your family, this is what, you know, this new moon, this super moon, the eclipse, and the spring equinox, all of this is ushering in. Yesterday was the end of Pluto-Uranus alignment, and it's been since 2012 that they've been squaring, and all of this 3 years from 2012 to yesterday of Pluto and Uranus squaring was part of the ushering in of our transformation, our metamorphosis, and being able to let go of this, because when we have this eclipse, we're going to have a conscious reboot, a consciousness of rebooting that's going to be very powerful. This is what 2012 was about in the shifting. And even with Selma, you know, I was showing JoJo pictures of Selma when we were there, and that was the 50 years from 1965 when the last squaring of Uranus-Pluto was in alignment. And so what we're having is that the universe, that this galaxy is showing us that we're going to have what we need from above. It's not
Hallelujah.
About what man is doing, because everything has been written in the heavens. And
yeah.
only thing that we have to do is reconnect back to our astral self and begin to look at the energies that's giving us the power to make these changes. Because
yeah.
we're moving from the Homo sapiens to, and I keep saying it's moving from Homo sapien to Homo spiritus. And we're dealing with this new rebirthing of mankind. We've already had the involution. Now, I mean the evolution. We're having the involution. You know, it was in Christianity that they were saying that, you know, Jesus said in, when he was asking John and James and the others that he would make them fishermen of men. And now this shifting and the ending of Pisces and starting Aquarius, those fish have been set free from that net. And now we're dealing with the internet, the inner netting of us as beings, and that we're shifting from a carbon-based human with chemical thoughts, because that's how our bloods and the mineral people work with us.
Mm-hmm.
This is the shifting that's going on. We're moving into the silica, which is what all technology is made with, the silica. And it's digital. All of the cameras now and all of the things that we're using is now dealing with digital, because we're using a new frequency. And this is the frequency of change. And this is what we have to allow, because even if you don't allow, it's happening. Because with Selma was the ushering in of what, you know, from 1865 to 1965, we went from slavery to civil rights, from civil rights into from 1965 to 2015. A black man standing there when we were marching across that bridge just to vote, we voted him in there. The universe said that he would be there because he had to walk them four black women across that bridge. That bridge over this troubled water we've had and on this planet, those four women walked. Michelle, her mother, and those two girls, because Obama, as a male energy, had to show what a male does. He has to be the protector and the provider. The protector is he's over the largest army on the planet. The provider, he's this United States is dealing with the wealth of this country. So that is a male walking with those four female black women showing the power of this transformation.
Mhm. Yeah, all that great symbolism.
But that's how our ancestors wrote, because when we go back to Kemet and look at the Medu Neter, the hieroglyphs, it's all symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to begin to understand is like when me and JoJo were sitting here and she was talking about, wow, how you making the fire. She said, this is really what we need to learn. No, this is what we got to go back to.
Right.
This is how we used to live as nomads and traveling and living off of nature and using fire and cooking over the open fire and eating in the open. We didn't have to be boxed in and closed in and sitting at some fancy restaurant with all of this hoopla. No, we ate up under the stars.
That's where we got our energy from. Yes. And you know, we weren't as ill.
Right. That's why we're having to have to go get this live food and do it, because we're distorted. We're disconnected. This is why we're trying to eat these things, because we're living in an environment that's not conducive to our natural energy.
Yes. And you know, Brother Kwame, I give thanks for you saying that. Because I, even just listening to Art the other night and his vibration, I got home sick. I mean, missing. I could literally feel the energy radiating from him, and I was there at that cabin, and my whole disposition is off kilter, and even though it gets cold for me there in North Carolina, that whole thing with the trees and being able to do what I do, I can see why the ancestors brought me back to where I was in another life, and I understand that now.
Right.
You know,
and even when I was trying to make my move out there to Arizona and New Mexico, yes, I connected with it, but I had to come back here because in this sacred and living in a deserted area, deserted of trees, but it has a frequency and an energy, it's vortexes and portals there. That's where the new energy is ushering in and through Colorado Rift and the Grand Teton and Mount Shasta. This is where the electromagnetic energy that's going through the planet is coming through. But we still have to have that nature, those trees of light. Because we're rooted in this earth, and the trees are the source.
Yeah.
And this just happened with this shifting, because we've been rerouted back to the cosmic. Our roots is in the heavens as it is in earth. It says in earth as it is in heaven. That rooting in the heavens is what we're connecting back to.
You know, Brother Kwame and Sister Diata, I was so grateful. My husband came to me in a dream and he says, "Did you know that our daughter is moving away from Arizona, going back?" And nobody told me anything. He did. So the next day, I found out that my daughter, Misha, she was moving, but she didn't go back to North Carolina. She went to Roanoke, Virginia. I was so elated and so happy that she got the hell on away from Arizona. She didn't need to be here because of the energy. She is rooted, like you said, Brother Kwame, and that environment is more conducive to her well-being. You see, and I'm grateful. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I won't completely move away from North Carolina and Virginia right now because of how it works with my energy. You know, I'm seeing some things, and that's why you're still there, Brother Kwame, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
And this is part of what I'm saying about the shifting of everything on the planet. No one is not being absent from this. Everybody,
right.
This whole planet is shifting. Not shifting, are dealing with what they call nature deficit disorder or ascension disorder. These disorders, or the bipolar, in that the mind is not able to shift and go along with what's going on with the elevation in the brain. So it's being able to recognize the symbols and be able to look at how these patterns of the planet alignment and what aligns with the energy on the planet. And so when we began, this is what they're using to create governments and build their power structures, is that they utilize this because they have taken it and they have been using it since they took it. And what we're learning to do is we've been given the opportunity to tap back into ourselves. This is what the Hopi says. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Everything in the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have another caller on the line who has their hand up. Area code 336-340. Go ahead, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Sister Sophia Ayo. Greetings, love, peace, truth, freedom, and justice. I wanted to share that about the natural eating, the way of eating. I just left from a How Vegans Eat class, and they was holding it at the South Boston Library. And I said, you know, I've been wanting to do it, but somehow or another, I don't know.
Sister Sophia, can you repeat that again? Where did you? What? I couldn't hardly hear you. And thank you for chiming in.
Yes, ma'am. I just now finished attending a session on how vegans eat. Well, what vegans eat. What vegans eat is what the session was on. And as I was saying, that I have been wanting to do it, but I don't know, I just needed someone to take it, you know, give me some insight on, you know, okay, Sophia, you want to do this thing, and I'm not by myself, you know, that you want to do this thing, you know, you can give some pointers on, you know, making this decision. And it's not hard at all. What's hard is you telling yourself it's hard. And not only that, you so caught up into all this other stuff, and also, for the ones they said that love to eat at McDonald's and all fast food restaurants, they put chemicals in the food to make it taste the way it tastes, but it's not real food. Or the chemicals that they use, they're not good chemicals. You know, they could be bad for your health and cause a lot of more other things that could be damaging to your health. And I said, well, I like eating at McDonald's, you know, but now after hearing what I heard tonight and tasting what I've tasted tonight, I believe I can do it. I believe I can do it. And I'm going to go back on mute, and I'm going to let you all finish. And the class is beautiful. And greetings and love to all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sister. That was beautiful. Because I'm feeling the same thing, that people are beginning to wake up to their original diet. And what Sister Sophia is sharing is that something, it's part of what Kwame is describing, is that we are becoming aware of who we already are. I think we all are, as a soul in a vessel, we're all vegans, vegetarians, but we have been so distracted, so deceived, so addicted. Not only are they putting chemicals in the food to make it taste good, they have been for many years putting chemicals to make you addicted to this crap or this junk food. So I'm so grateful for that testimony, Sophia, because that's what's happening to a lot of people. But as Kwame was saying, some people are so bipolar because they can't handle the energy in the brain that's trying to shift our true self, but is trying to shift us back to who we really are. And I've had two people in the last 2 weeks tell me, you know, I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't be eating all this meat. And I'm like, really? Hallelujah, waking up, huh? So it's like, and I'm surprised in a way to hear that, and yet that's what's going on in the cosmos. Nobody's eating animals up in the universe with the planets. They're not eating any animals. So we're becoming more and more like those planets up there, light. We're becoming more light. So celebrating, we're celebrating this return to who we really are. And I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Homo sapien to Homo spiritus, evolution to involution. That's the energy that we're all feeling. And we're all, Sister Sophia is moving with that energy, and we all need to be waking up to that energy. It's going to, like we've been saying, you're either going to be dragged along or you're going to go willingly. You're going to wake up and say, oh, I guess I better step into this new me and who I am. We have a caller from 760-362 area code. You want to tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Angel JoJo, I'm calling your brother Kwame.
Oh,
I have my own
on another phone.
He's on the phone talking to somebody. He got tired of me talking. He's on the phone talking to somebody else. I just want to tell you guys one thing. I have to share this. Albany Hospital is one of the hugest hospitals I've ever seen, Albany, Georgia. They've got three towers, the main. I'm talking about it's a city after city. So now I woke up this morning, I pulled in there, and I woke up this morning and I looked around and this is like the ghetto city. Now this huge hospital, it's got a huge oncology cancer center. Well, I wanted to walk through it. Something just said, go walk through it. I did, you know, as much as I could. Got back in the van and something said to me, I said, should I go in there now and get my tests, and should I go in there, and all these things, and should I park the car and just go into emergency, will the insurance cover, all these things are going through my head, and I had the complete enveloping, like I was in some sort of a vortex of this hospital, and all of a sudden, as I'm driving in and around, and I'm getting ready to leave, I was thinking about the 7 years that I had in those hospitals with the tests. Talk about shifting. Do you know what I did? I cried hysterically. I let out this weeping and wailing, and I said, I am not going back into a hospital again. I will take where God wants me to go. I will not. I cried. Well, I'm telling you, it took me. I'm on the free. I'm on North 75 North, coming up here to Brother Kwame, and I cried for a good hour. Stopped and crying. Stopped. I mean, I was washing my face, taking my glasses off, washing my face with my own tears. This is change. This is change.
Mm-hmm.
This is change.
That is big change. Big change.
And so
that just
big.
Yeah. That reminds me so often of my past as well. When I was feeling so bad, I was like, do I go to the hospital? And then I would go to the emergency room because I was having such heartache, and it turned out to be heartburn. And then it would happen over and over again. And then you reach a point, JoJo, where you said, I am not going back into that hospital. I'm not going. That's not the answer. And you just cried the tears of joy, release, pain, whatever. And you say, okay,
now, you know
I'm
what
awake
I did?
Now.
You know what I did? I released my family. Because for the 50 years, I never knew who they were. And when I became down with cancer, for 7 years, those guys were with me 150%. They could have not given me more. I never knew what they were giving me because I was so sick, I was incomprehended. And it just took a while back, as I told you guys, I started going through all the cards they gave me. And I literally saw all the love that they were giving me. But if I was ignoring it, they were emptying out from giving. But I sometimes wondered if I really hung on to those hospital visits at the end and the cancer, the focusing on, I could have been doing it to
Teresa.
Keep my family with me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
and it turned
mm-hmm.
out to be as well, when I broke that thing and I started crying, guess what? I released them. I released the efforts of maybe saying a little bit more sicker than what I might have been just to hang on to them. Well, you know what today? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm doing it my
hallelujah.
way.
Hallelujah.
So that's what I'm thinking about.
Hallelujah.
AC, are you there? Are you crying again? Where's AC? Where'd you go?
AC?
I'm here.
AC.
I'm okay. I'm cool. And
okay.
I give thanks. I give thanks.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
We got to let go. We got to let go of all that family stuff. We got to let it go.
Yes.
I can't depend anymore about my family being there, giving or not giving or taking. And I also said at one time, if you remember the change and the shift, it's like, let them, and you know, the people that I was staying with before I came out here were so bad that I had to leave the house. They were killing each other, screaming, yelling, hitting. You know what I looked at when I got on my bed? I said, you know what? I thank God for my family. Because when I see something like that amongst that family, I say, thank God. I don't have to feel that way anymore about my family.
Yeah.
To see how they were killing each other. When I tell you, it was like two completely sick tigers in one cage killing each other.
And I just had to step away.
I had to step away. I got in the van and I said, I got to tell AZ what I feel. When I talk to you, listen to me, guys. It doesn't make any difference who they are or what they are. Just hang on to yourself because you're the teacher to these people. You know, Yvette, I got to ask you a question, my dear hostess. You're moving. What are you doing with your stuff? Where are you going?
I started giving it away today, hallelujah. It's really and funny. And let me tell you, I gave it away. Mama AZ, you'll love this. I gave it away to a brother who introduced us, me and Mama AZ. Because he came here, he came back to Orlando very needy, and I said, okay, here, take this, take that, take that. And he said, yeah, and once I get an offer on the house, you can have more.
You did a double duty today, darling.
I did. It felt great.
Wow.
It felt great. Yep. I'm headed for Virginia as soon as I can. I got to go meet Art Henson. I'm going to head for Virginia as soon as
Henson,
I can.
Is that his last name, Henson? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not Henson, Virginia. No, remember I was saying that to the
guy. It's Alton, Virginia. Mother's
Alton?
For the Earth. Alton. Mm-hmm.
Alton.
Mm-hmm. Alton, Virginia.
O-S-L?
Sister Sophia is 17 miles. Sister Sophia, you still there?
Yeah,
yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Boston. And you got to link up with Sister Sophia, Sister Viata, because, you know, she's the other part of the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. She and I put that together.
Okay, great.
So I don't know. We go the 21st. You know, Art said something about coming to have the raw food fiesta or something on the 21st to the 23rd. But I don't even know. But I do have his number in case I do go to give directions to get me up there. But are you guys going to be coming up soon to Virginia? I mean, what's going on? We'll see you. I miss you guys. When are we going to see face-to-face here, come to the future?
Well, you won't see me, JoJo, because of my position here with the school and funding and what have you. You won't see me. That's next
week.
It doesn't mean
I'm going to stay in Virginia, though. I may be just popping around to see you. You don't know. You don't know. I may come up knocking on your door yet. Wouldn't you think I'm going to forget about that thing?
I would love it. I would love it. And Ms. Bloom has no issue with that at all. Now, let me
honey,
ask
I got
this.
My van. Don't worry about where you're putting me. I got my van. I hang out in my van.
Oh, okay. Brother Kwame has a show. Brother Kwame, do you have the number that you can share with other people?
You have the number
okay
to the show.
Sister
you have the number. Kwame.
Brother Kwame? No, I don't have a number.
In the woods talking to some broad. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
They want the number
all
to
right
your show, honey.
Hang on. They're waiting for the number for the show. I think he's going to get it. Wait.
What kind of show is he having?
Okay. He's halfway on the phone. He's halfway on the phone. He's coming right now.
I don't know
he's
yet.
Going up to get
I don't know yet, but I believe it's to talk about the changes that we've all been feeling. It's been a major shift since yesterday.
Oh, boy, is it. Boy, is it.
I mean, I mean, literally, it's been amazing.
I have to sing this quick song. I'm going to sing this quick. It's too weird. That's it. It goes like this. It goes. We're all a part of change. Take a look at where we're going to go. We're all a part of change. Watch it. Watch it. Duck. Hurry up. Duck. Don't let him get it. Let me see what it'll be like when we reach that change. Oh, here's the number, guys. It's 646. This is Kwame's. 646.
Uh-huh.
929.
Uh-huh.
0691. You want me to do it again?
646. Yes, ma'am.
646-929. 0691.
Okay, 646. My pen's right.
929-0691.
0691.
Okay.
646.
And what is this number again?
929. Yeah. You got it?
Okay. No, ma'am. 646.
Yeah.
0691, right? Yeah. 0691. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, this is to where? To the blog talk?
Yes, this is from the blog show where he's going to be on.
Okay, is
when?
It coming up now?
Right now, 9 o'clock, right after you guys hang out. Hang up, I
okay,
mean.
Okay,
9
o'clock.
On at 9.
All
okay.
right. Well,
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. We're excited about that. Everybody is going to tune in tonight and hear more of the Homo sapien to Homo spiritus energy moving evolution to involution. So, JoJo,
you
know. I'll see you soon. I don't know when, but
oh,
I'm
I love
sure
you.
I'm going to
see
your
soon.
Face.
How
love you all.
Is, darlings. I'm going to meet you
us.
Next Wednesday.
I love us. I love us. Thank you, Sister Sophia.
Okay. Love you, Sophia. God bless. You want to say goodbye?
Yeah,
bless
we'll bless you,
too.
All.
Oh,
okay,
no, he's,
can
he's,
Patty take us out,
Park,
sister?
Are you there?
What's that?
Yeah,
no,
we're here.
Okay, well, yeah, and thank you for, I mean, I had another call, so I had to take that and get ready for this show at 9, so.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
Well, you,
thank you. We'll be listening in.
All right, thank us.
I love
thank
you
us.
All, so.
All right, love us.
Love you all.
Later.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Aho. Shalom. Aho. Hee hee hoo ha. Shalom.
Oh, I can't go. Oh, no. I won't go. Oh, no. Oh, I will never say goodbye. I don't want to live without you. Thank you.